said, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at the same number. Did my ears deceive me, or did I hear my good friend Matt Flynn use the term malarkey?
You heard it. You heard it here.
2022.
Yep. It's like circular referential, you know, like tied into the Biden presidency with a little bit of sardonic sarcasm, you know, and it's sort of bring it back home on Devil Radio.
All right. So let me read this quickly and then we'll go to the phone lines. The pig itself was provided by a company called Revivicor, which also generated the donor for the pig heart transplant. These pigs have had both a number of their own genes eliminated and several human genes introduced. Man, this is a horror show, man. This is a monster movie, man, that can be put together. The primary focus of these changes are to reduce the likelihood that the human immune system will recognize the pig's tissue as foreign.
Yeah.
Three of the pig genes that were deleted encoded enzymes that attach carbohydrate molecules to proteins that reside on the surface of cells. These carbohydrate molecules are not typically essential for the function of the proteins they're linked to. More accurately, they're attached to plenty of proteins, but are only important for a few. The precise arrangement of the carbohydrate molecules, however, can vary from species to species. And so the molecules used by one species might be recognized as formed by the immune system of another. Before we go to the phone lines, Evan, let me ask you.
Yeah.
So let's say this is done and is done to a person who's young, who's young enough and still virile enough to have children.
Mm-hmm.
And now you've put this, you know, heart into that human being. No fears that down the road, once they have children, there'll be some. I mean, these are really, really smart people. Can you imagine?
They are smart people, and I wish they would take a moment to address. I wish they would take a moment to address some of this stuff. Even, you know, you and I, open-minded. We're not against scientific advancement just for the sake of it. You know, playing with playing God or whatever. But I don't know the answer to that question. But I'd love. I'd love to know.
Yeah, it's a legitimate question, right?
Yeah.
So who do we have on the line?
We've got Robert from West Dallas.
Hey, Robert, how you doing, man? Thank you very much for the call. What do you say?
Good. I don't know. I feel like this may be a bridge too far. I'm not sure our laws and our ethics have caught up with what we're capable of today. There just seems to be the science and the technology is going so much faster than some of those other areas. I just wish they would step back and really, really say, you know, just because we can do something, should we do something?
Do you have any specific concerns that you can articulate? Just out of curiosity.
Not specifically. I mean, this isn't totally my wheelhouse. I don't have a science background. So, I mean, that's where I struggle with some of this stuff a little bit. And
that almost goes to the center of what you're saying, though, as far as, you know, that we don't have the technology, as it were, to really address this stuff in a timely fashion. Laws, protections, things like that.
But it becomes, for most, more than the technology, it becomes morality. Mm-hmm. And somehow people will tie morality into this. And if it's your loved one, and you want your loved one to survive, you know, listen, man, I'm a guy who likes the old horror movies from the 1950s. If you've ever seen any, Evan, I don't know, you probably, they're really just, I mean, they're a joke.
The creature movies. Yeah.
Yeah. But I still will watch that stuff from time to time. And you just wonder, man, you know, because you can do something, as our caller just stated, does it mean that you should do it? You know, and is there any crocodile tears for the piglets themselves? you know, and I don't know how you, how that can possibly be if they're being bred for us to kill and eat anyway. I don't see how that can be.
You know, scientists are often bright people. But this circles back to the really first thing that you said when we got back from this break. Take a couple moments to explain to us what's going on here. You know, what does this really entail? That article that you just read from, I'm surprised they even published it. You know, to us, it's basically technobabble. Those words could mean anything. And it would be really, really nice for them to brass tacks. Here's what's going on here. Here's why we did it. Here's how it can help us. I would love that.
So this leads me to believe, you know, Baron von Frankenstein.
Yeah, yeah. The fly
is alive and well.
Remember the fly, Jeff?
Yeah, and so somewhere there is a Frankenstein monster that they're working on, and that they probably have already perfected. I believe, you know, that they're going to get to a point. Well, let me say this. Can there be a life minus the spirit? I don't think they can.
No. I mean, I don't have a will yet. I should probably write one.
No, I'm not talking about a will. I'm saying, that can there be, if certainly they can keep the life alive. But if the spirit has left the body, then that's not really life, is it? Not in what I believe life to be. Absent the spirit, then there is no life. But you can keep someone alive, as they did this gentleman here from this motorcycle accident. You can keep people alive for years.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, by machines.
And that is sort of what I meant by that will statement. You know, there comes a point where if I'm not capable of maintaining consciousness and conversation and a pleasant life without the assistance of machines, I'd say turn them off.
Well,
let me out of here.
Well, so you and I are on the same page, because I've made it clear. If I can't love, if I can't give love, if I can't receive love, and if I don't know that any of those things are happening around me, then what's the point in being here?
That's right.
Because the real essence of what the human being and what the human life is about is to be able to give love and receive love, from my perspective. You know, you may have another perspective.
That was beautiful,
844,
man.
Huh?
That was beautiful,
967-2789
man.
Is the phone number. We'll be right back.
What you want to spank him for? He didn't drop no apple core, but I don't have grandma anymore. If I get to heaven, I'll look for grandma's hand.